From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
Why would I ever give this up for you? This is my purpose, my existence. Someone like you will never can replace.
Welcome back to another episode of Mistresses of Mayhem. with Montana Metal. That was some Verities. Verities is out of Butte, Montana. We love our Butte bands. Give a shout out to them whenever we can. You can check out their social media. And they, of course, are on Facebook, SoundCloud, Twitter, and, of course, can't forget their YouTube.
YouTube's
like the best with all kinds of videos you can go check out. I always end up on YouTube for a music video and end up watching like squirrels by the end of like 2 hours. You're like how did
squirrels.
I go from walking yeah. corpse to squirrels? But there, you know, YouTube is, they're like, you might like, and you might like, and you might like, and next thing you know, you're watching some weird shit that you're like, I do like, but I don't know why.
How did I get here?
How did I get here from music? And it's weird stuff.
Well, the same thing goes with Facebook, though.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. How many people out there can say that they can go onto their Facebook, look at, like, a couple of things, and then just, you know, log off, whatever. No.
I usually log off and then log back in, then log off, then log back in. Like, it's going to change. It's like opening a refrigerator.
No, it's still same crap. No.
Same stuff. Though I do appreciate all the selfies that people take. I know most people don't like all the selfies, but I do. I don't take a lot of selfies of myself personally.
No.
Unless I'm having a good hair day and a good makeup day and the camera actually works with me. But other than that, I'm like, no. I take pictures of other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like some of them pictures. I share with you guys. Others just for personal stalking use. So when you see me taking pictures of you at your band, it might not be that I'm really taking pictures of you. It just may be the ones going with the ones I took earlier of you brushing your teeth.
Put them in your pants one leg at a time.
And then you know who you are that gets into your pants at two legs at a time and just jumps.
Good for you.
I know you. Good for you. Good abs. Like candies.
All right. This is Mr. Soisy welcoming you guys back to another episode of Montana Metal on mtradio.net. Welcome to the show.
And this is Mrs. Ansi saying, remember, as you're getting dressed, we're watching you.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying, hey, if you're getting dressed, try both legs at one time. Why not? We'd like to see the jiggle.
I like to see you jump up and down and fall over.
Well, the fall over part's too. The best part. We cannot be held reliable for any damages or injuries.
If you break your leg you doing that, please send us video and we will laugh at it.
Point and laugh.
I'm not saying we'll do anything else with it, but we will watch it and we will laugh at you. Because that's the kind of people we are.
Laughter
we're willing
is the
to
best
laugh at you,
people.
It is.
We expect people to laugh at us. If I do stuff with stuff like that, I'd laugh.
Yeah.
I watched a little kid run into a door today at a gas station. It made me laugh for 10 minutes. It was like bam. Like
I watched DJ Sun last Saturday. He was getting into an inner tube floaty, and he was able to not drop his beer, not lose his hat, and not drown the Chiweeny. When he went flipped over backwards, and I'm like, why? And I'm dying. I'm like, I make sure he doesn't drown, and
the joy that
our dog
alive,
doesn't
right?
die.
Dog's alive.
And he comes popping back up, and I'm like, that was epic, dude. That was like the most epic backflip that you didn't mean to do ever. And you didn't spill your beer, you didn't lose your hat, and you didn't drown the dog. And then I laughed hysterically. I'm like, why wasn't I videotaping?
It never happens when you videotape.
I just had my camera out. I'm like, damn it! It would have went viral. It'd have been fun.
She's like, it would have totally been on Facebook within seconds.
Right. Tag DJ Sun. All right. Let's head over to the Bozeman area and listen to some Nequitur.
These guys are also found on Reverb Nation, Bandcamp, and Facebook. Haven't seen much activity out of these guys, which is kind of a bummer deal, but that's all right.
We hold out hope.
Yep. Keep hoping. Keep playing. Keep hoping. Keep hoping.
Keep hoping. Keep stalking each individual member. Eventually, they'll get together because they'll feel like they have to for survival.
Yes, because their fans are going absolutely apeshit.
Their friends are crazy. Maybe if we all get together, they'll stop.
Right?
Yeah.
Motivation.
Please don't stalk or kill any of the members of Nequitur or any other bands that we like.
Just motivate
them.
I'm just
saying, motivate them. Don't stalk them and kill them and don't harm them or their animals, small children, in that order.
Or house. For car.
Or don't injure their car, goddammit.
No.
I mean, come on, Bubble. Don't injure their vehicles. That's not nice.
That's
no,
rude.
No, that's rude. That's rude.
Maybe not above their children, but at least above their animals. No, wait. I love animals, too. Maybe a little bit more than children. Car, right. Animals, children. In that order.
All righty. This is the song 5. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal.
We'll be right back. Hey, this is Don Jameson from That Metal Show. You are listening right now to Mistresses of Mayhem, the heaviest, girthiest thing on radio, internet, TV, anywhere.
Stupid Human Suit on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. They're out of the Kalispell area. They're out of the Kalispell area. That song with Dies the Fire. Love Stupid Human Suit. Fantastic band. Just adore them. You've got Mike, Levi, Keeley, Ben, and Tim. And they were formed in 2011 and they're still going strong. Definitely get out and check them out. Love them so much.
Absolutely, these guys are just fantastic. Hey, and remember, you guys, submit your music or make a request at mistressesofmayhem.com. We'd love to hear from you.
We'd love to play your music.
We'd love to get naked photos of you.
We'd love a lot of things.
As long as you're 18.
Get a hold of us. Yes, 18 and above.
Legal. And consenting.
Consenting.
Yes.
18, we have consenting. Rules. That's our boundaries. That's where they start.
We don't have many rules. But
yeah, there's not many rules and not many boundaries for mistresses, but... Being of age
is a good thing.
And willing and consenting is always that plus side.
Absolutely.
And you can't sue us.
Yeah.
For anything that happens when you're with us in our shenanigans.
Just remember, sign that form that says, if I'm arrested while with the mistresses, I chose to do what I chose to do.
And not hold them reliable.
And I will not hold them reliable from getting caught. I should have ran faster.
I'm a dumbass.
Dumbass for getting caught, damn it.
Dumbass.
All right. Let's listen to some Loinhammer.
Loinhammer.
Those guys are out of Flathead. Flathead is one of those beautiful areas. It just seems to put out like beautiful bands.
I agree.
I mean, their music is just awesome.
And with a name like Loinhammer, come on.
Same Flathead just has a way of just putting out some awesome stuff in general. Awesome food, awesome bands.
And one of these days we'll get Loinhammer to come down here and be like, we're Vikings, and you'll pronounce us like Loinhammer. And we'll be like,
Loinhammer? It's like, we don't mean disrespect when we say
no,
it.
No, we love
it's
it.
Because we love them, and it's fun to say their name that way.
And it makes our loins happy to say it.
I mean, if you want to say it your way and make us happy that way, I mean, you can pronounce it that way because grr.
And we are sending out the challenge to come down and tell us that it should be pronounced.
Tell us how to say your name, baby.
Yeah, come on.
Come tell me how to
pronounce. Show us the Viking way.
Show us the Viking way.
We're up for it.
I think I've seen this porn movie. It was hot.
Right?
It's like these Vikings and they like ravaging and I'm pretty sure I've got the dress. Just saying. If not, I'm pretty sure the mistresses could go pick up some, you know, pillaging, plundering dresses that, you know.
You know, they're
oh, wait, we should go pillaging, plundering. That'd be even better. We'll be the Vikings. You be the castle distress.
I am a Viking.
And so is Angel, so.
Yeah.
I could go both directions. I could play the damsel in distress or the Viking. I mean, you got to be able to play both roles.
Tells us.
I can play multiple roles. I'm good at it. I know how this role play game works. I can be Minnie Mouse or I can be the Vixen.
Okay.
Though nobody's ever asked me to be Minnie Mouse.
That was just volunteered.
That was just volunteered. No, I'm not. Not
it just shows up.
I've actually Minnie been Minnie Mouse for Halloween.
Yeah.
Slutty Minnie Mouse, but Minnie Mouse nonetheless.
It still counts.
It still counts.
All right.
More than you guys wanted to know.
All right.
There you go.
Definitely check out Loinhammer. This is Mass Prosthetic Malfunction by Loinhammer with the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal.
Mass of truth, like man's mutation. This is Dave.
And this is Quincy.
And we are Artotis. And you are listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Stranded by Choice. Stranded by Choice is from Billings. They actually have some upcoming shows coming up very soon in Billings. They've got one coming up in September, the very first part of September, at the Pub Station, I believe it is. Yeah, the Pub Station in Billings, starting at 8 o'clock.
And they're going to be there with Black Wizard, and that is on September 1st. It's a Thursday. Go out, check them out.
To say they're working on a new album, right?
Yes.
They say they're working on a new album currently. So very excited to have that be coming out. I think they're saying end of December, possibly later. You know how it goes with bands. They get it, they tweak it a little bit, they tweak it a little bit more, they tweak it a little bit more until it comes out perfect.
Giggity.
You gotta keep tweaking things until that just stands out just right and everyone's happy.
There you go.
And win-win. And we're completely okay with tweaking stuff. I mean, we tweak for, you know, we don't twerk, we tweak.
Yes, there's a difference, people.
I'm sure I could twerk if I chose to. The right amount of alcohol, I might twerk. No.
I'd slap you.
I'd headbang and do a stripper dance instead.
There you go.
Yep.
I don't twerk. I stripper dance. That's pretty much how I dance. I go from the bounce side to side to the I'm drunk and it becomes a stripper dance, you know?
We should go to Testicle Festival.
Yes.
We keep discussing it, but it just hasn't happened yet.
Well, it's going to be awesome because it's going to be August 3rd over at Rock Creek Lodge in Rock Creek, Montana, which is just right outside of beautiful Missoula, Montana. They have free shuttles from Missoula. They have camping and they've got an awesome lineup of bands. Of course, our boys Engaged the Unseen from Billings, Montana are making the journey over to that show. Love Engaged the Unseen. I know Mistress Mystery loves them.
Yes.
2 Foot Titan is playing. And then Amadex, and there's just like a great variety of rock, rap.
To see Amadex.
He's fun.
That's one of the ones I've missed all the ones that they played together with everybody, and I'm just like,
I'm curious if he's going to sneak in Universal Choke Sign to do Street Rocks, because they always sneak him in to play at their shows.
I just snuck in this band. I hope he didn't notice. It's easier to sneak in one person than it is the entire band.
True.
Not to say we haven't done it.
Yeah.
We've you know, convinced the entire band to come in, and we're like, you didn't know you were playing. You brought your toys with you, right? You know how this works with us. You can play over here. You bring your toys. Like any good sex party. You bring your toys. I bring my sex toys. It's all good.
Right?
I was going to say, it's hard to sign a dildo.
It is. We've discovered this.
It's almost damn near impossible. We have yet to find a writing item you can use on a dildo to sign it. It's like they made these things so you can't sign them. I've come to the decision that when they were making a dildo, they did not think about me signing it.
I'm pretty sure. You can write Sharpie on glass.
That's expensive.
You can do that. No,
and
it's
they don't,
not.
Aren't glass. Okay, well, we'll discuss prices of sex toys.
Well, we're going to play.
We're going to play Bake for You by Odds and Favor. Because, well, that just totally makes sense. You're baking for it.
Yep.
You know, and whether you like glass, flesh, or plastic, you should bake for it.
Right?
Just saying.
Odds and Favor is out of Great Falls, Montana. In the fall of 2015, they did lose their vocalist, Mike. As their lead vocalist, he went off to do other things, but they still want to create music and do shows until a replacement is made. The band will be on hiatus. So if you're a vocalist, metal vocalist, you should definitely get a hold of Odds Unfavored and
move to Great Falls, go hang out.
See if you make the fit. You know?
Yeah, there you go.
You never know if you guys are going to work together until you go and you try to party with them and see if you were on the same page. And
yeah, they're really cool guys, and I highly recommend any good vocalists out there in the Montana or outlying states that might want to move to Montana. It's a
and
beautiful
just
state.
You're not originally into metal doesn't mean you don't have a good fit for metal.
True.
At Lady A. She originally wasn't a screamer, and now she does both.
Yep.
Yep.
True stories. All right, Odds Unfavored on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal on MTRadio.net.
We'll be right back. This is Matt Swafford from Mahama Waldy, and this is the biggest pit I've ever seen. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
We're 16 Penny, you're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem, and you've been nailed.
Mm-hmm. name. Travis is tough because your mother, cause hell's gonna rain in town today.
That was some Uncommon Evolution with Hell's Rain on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. These guys are outside of Whitefish, and they posted a great video from the last show, and they have it on Facebook, so check it out. It is kicking. Yeah, these guys are just fun.
I love Uncommon Evolution. They're great guys. They're pretty badass. Definitely check out Uncommon Evolution. Lots of fun. So you guys want to tune in next week. We'll be back with Montana Metal. And next week we're going to be featuring Muhammad Ali, Resurgence, and Cancers.
We love those guys. All three of them.
We do. They're awesome bands. You should definitely tune in next week and listen to them.
That Resurgence is going through, and they are currently doing multiple shows, traveling.
They just got done touring with Mobile Death Camp, and they're getting ready to go back on tour,
Yeah, because they're going through, and I've been seeing lots and lots of photos coming through.
Debbie takes great pictures.
This is, you can tell since Debbie's gotten with them, they've gotten lots of cool photos of all of the band members coming through. And
yeah, she does awesome work.
She definitely does some awesome photos. She's definitely got a talent.
Yes, she does. I have to agree.
There is to it. She's going to take photos of us.
Yep, there we go.
As well, we're already awesome. And they just meet awesome a photographer taking pictures of awesome people, and it'll be just awesome.
She's offered to take pictures of the mistress. We just can't get a timeline when all four of us and her schedule works.
It's even hard just to get all four of the mistresses together at one point. I mean, usually we can get three of us together or two to three of us at a time, but all four of the mistresses anymore is rough.
It's hard. It's hard. Rough. Hard.
We love it.
Got a lot on our beds. I mean plates.
Ha. Boops.
It starts there.
All right. So let's close out this week's episode of Montana Metal. We thank you guys very much for tuning in. And of course, thank DJ Sun for hanging out with us and making us sound awesome. And of course, Sean at MT Radio for letting us play on his awesome, awesome station. All right. Mr. Soisey, thank you guys very much for tuning in. Make sure you check out all the bands that we play for you each and every week, and submit your music if you want us to play it.
And this is Mr. Zancy saying, get out, see some live shows, do something awesome, enjoy your summer.
And this is Mistress Mysteries saying, yes, definitely enjoy your summer. Watch out for the kids because, well, yeah, they'll drive you absolutely bonkers. Tell them to get off your lawn.
Get off my grass.
Either that or go influence them to metal and get them abs. That way they will be at the next metal show.
Yes.
So you can watch them body slam other people their age.
There you go. There you go.
Get them young. Teach them to like metal.
Yes. Get out there. Support your local groups. Buy merch. It helps them out. We're going to head over to the Clinton area with some Salmon Rape featuring DJ Sun and excerpts of A Naked Lunch. You're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal.
Did I ever tell you about the man who taught his asshole to talk? His whole abdomen would move up and down, you dig? Farting out the words.
It was unlike anything I've ever heard.
Bubbly, thick, stagnant sound. A sound you could smell. This man worked for the carnival, you dig. And to start with, it was like a novelty ventriloquist act. After a while, the ass started talking on its own. He would go without anything prepared, and his ass would ad-lib and toss the gags back at him every time. Then, it developed sort of teeth-like, little raspy incurving hooks, and started eating. He thought it was cute at first and built an act around it. But the asshole would eat its way through his pants and start talking on the street, shouting out it wanted equal rights. It would get drunk too, and have crying jags. Nobody loved it. And it wanted to be kissed, same as any other mouth. Finally, it talked all the time.
Day.
You could hear him for blocks screaming at it to shut up, beating at it with his fists and sticking candles up it, but nothing did any good, and the asshole said to him,
"It is you who will shut up on it, not me, because we don't need you around here anymore. I can talk and eat and shit."
After that, he began waking in the morning with this transparent jelly, like a tadpole's tail all over his mouth. He would tear it off his mouth and the pieces would stick to his hands, like burning gasoline jelly, and grew there. So finally, his mouth sealed over, and the whole head would have amputated spontaneously except for the eyes, you dig? That's the one thing the asshole couldn't do was see. It needed eyes. Nerve connections were blocked and infiltrated and atrophied. So the brain couldn't give orders anymore. It was trapped inside the skull, sealed off. For a while, you could see the silent, helpless suffering of the brain behind the eyes. And finally, the brain must have died because the eyes went out. And there was no more feeling in them than a crab's eye at the end of a stalk.
This is JJ from Universal Choke Sign, and you're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation. Or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com.
What is the foundation for a sound solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment for those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. The North American Independent Rock Music Association also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award. The North American Independent Rock Music Association Award is the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creative and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.